Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
All right. So they tell me they're reconnecting me. Let's see if I'm reconnected. Let's try this again. Testing, testing, 1, 2, testing. Okay, muy bien. It sounds like I'm, it sounds like they got me hooked up, guys. I had to go out and come back in and all that. I don't know what time it is on this thing. I'm going to, you know, just FYI, guys, I think I'm going to, I think I'm going to do a YouTube channel. I think I'm going to do a YouTube channel. In fact, why not? In fact, they say that most communication happens through the face, not through the voice. And so maybe I need to show my face. I don't know. So I can communicate better with you. Because I learned in public speaking. I had to take a public speaking in university. And I learned in public speaking that most communication happens from your facial expressions and your face than it is from your voice. How about that? And so I'm thinking about firing up a YouTube channel and all that good stuff. I got to figure out how that works. I watch YouTube. I see a lot of people out there with channels. And so who knows? Revolutionary Life might start appearing on YouTube, as soon as I get that, process down. It's possible that that's where I'll be. So you can see me and maybe we'll communicate if you can see my face. I don't know. But we'll try it out, guys. You might, I'll notify everyone when I'm going to YouTube. In the meantime, I'm on Blog Talk. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. And tonight, guys, we got a weird, our title for tonight is What Is This Thing? This thing called the ego. We finna go there. Now, let me put it this way. There is another word for ego I found that makes a little bit more sense to me and a little bit better understanding. And that word is persona. You ever heard of that? Persona, P-E-R-S-O-N-A, persona, your persona. It's more like who you are or who you think you are. And we all have an ego. We all grow up with likes and dislikes, you know, things we prefer, things we don't prefer. All that helps to shape your ego. That's who you are. That's your persona. I'm the kind of person who believes in this. I'm the kind of person who don't like this. And I'm the kind of person who prefer this. And once you lay out the kind of person you are, what you prefer and don't prefer, then you've carved out yourself an ego, a persona. You that guy. From now on, people are going to say, hey, that's that guy. He don't like this. He do this. He like it that way. And as you get older, you really stick to the things that you prefer. You ain't experimenting anymore a lot. You know what you like. And that's what you ask for. That's what you look for. If you can't find it, if you're patient, you know, you go without it until you can. You ain't changing for nobody. And so sometimes your ego is something you fight for. You fight to defend. And here's an example, guys. See if this ever happens to you. I'm having a conversation with a couple of people. We're talking about some subjects, political subjects, or I think it was politics. And one of the guys said, no, I tell you what, you calling us an idiot, or you calling me an idiot, or something like that. And of course, those words never came out of my mouth. I just had a different take on the subject than they did. And all of a sudden, I had to stop because I wasn't trying to start an argument. And I didn't know I was, rubbing somebody the wrong way. You know what I mean? But I knew that when this guy stood up and said, oh, yeah, well, you're trying to say we're idiots. And I heard that. And so people can get offended when you attack their ego or when they feel their ego is being attacked. And people will fight to defend who they are. You know, I'm the kind of person who does this, and anybody who don't do this ain't on my team, right? And so it's almost like a little character that you develop over time through your life of who the hell you are and what makes you different from Joe Blow or, you know, John Doe or everybody else. I come from a different country. I speak a different language than you do. I got a different religion than you do. This is how you carve yourself out from the rest of the world. I understand that. That's how you stand out from everybody else. This is what makes you different, is your persona, your ego, you might say. And once you establish that ego, man, I've seen people fight to defend their beliefs, their nation, their whatever it is that they've pledged to, that's what they are. That's who I am. This is what I do. And they stand on that. And, you know, I have to respect, on a certain level, I have to respect ego. I mean, some people say it's bad. Some people say it's hurtful. You should get rid of it. But on the good side, I happen to respect somebody who take a stand. You know what they say? If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. I've heard that before. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Or people who don't take a position are like jellyfish. You know, jellyfish don't have a backbone. They don't have a bony structure. So they can take any shape, anywhere, anytime. Right? And so I've always grown up, you know, I've always grown up in favoring someone who has a backbone. Whether they agree with me or not, they take a stand. And they hold that position. They don't change with the wind to make everybody else happy. They've cut out who they are. And now, so I have to say on one level, I think the ego, having an ego, develop a persona is also, it's kind of like knowing yourself. After, you know, if you're young, you got a long ways to go. But if you got out the house and walked around the block a few times, you've probably figured out by now what kind of person, woman or man relationship you prefer. And if it ain't that, you can't put all your chips in that basket, because that ain't the type of relationship you go with. Right? You might decide that this is you might say, for instance, you've grown to like a certain diet, a certain way of eating. You're vegetarian, you're vegan, you like steak and potatoes, whatever it is. And when somebody tried to serve you something else, you say, oh no. Oh no, 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 no. Here's what I like. These things, and these things. Oh, but you should try this, or you should do that, or you should do that. And you say, okay, I appreciate that, but let me have what I asked for. Or what I prefer. This is what I've been doing forever. I found out that this works for me. And that doesn't. So after time, when you get to know yourself, you know what works for you. Food is a good example. I'm you guys know that I probably know by now. I don't know. And if you're new here, you don't. But there's a whole segment on that, on how I became a type of vegetarian. Right? I just quit eating the flesh of dead animals a long time ago. And so somebody will try to serve me vegetables that have been cooked in meat. And there might even be a hunk of meat in those vegetables, right? And they'll say, just move the meat out the way. You cooked it in the meat. Now you want me to just ignore the fact that it's steeped in animal fat. And if I'm a vegetarian, I'm going to say no to that. Thank you. I like vegetables. But if you put a piece of flesh in there and cook it in there, I'm not going to eat it. I go without before I eat it. I took a stand on that. I could be nice and hospitable and go ahead on and eat it, but it ain't going to sit right with me in my stomach. I like broccoli, but if you serve it to me, you better serve it to me cooked to the bone, till it falls apart. Because if I eat it raw, it upsets my stomach, has every time. So over time, guys, you decide what you like. And that's who you are. That begins to shape the kind of, you know, how people recognize you or how you understand yourself to be. So I can see over time having this persona. All right. Now, on the other hand, it can get bad. It can get real bad. Because somebody can say something to me, or somebody can do something to me that I know ain't me. It ain't the kind of thing I accept. Immediately, I have to check myself because somebody just crossed my line. Everybody's got a line. That's what the ego is, man. It's that line you set. You drew that line. Over time, you decided this. And when somebody steps over that, it offends your ego, your persona, your idea of you or who you are. Hey, I don't go that way. I don't play that. You ever said that to somebody? I don't play that. Right? And so what it does on the negative side is it does cut you off. It does separate you from others, basically because of this persona you decided it is yours. It ain't necessarily have to be, but you decided that's where I stand and that's where I go. Now, what that can do, drawing those lines, of course, is limit you and experiences in your life. All right? You can try other things, but if you got this little box for yourself, well, you got this little box for yourself, and you don't step out that box. Now, I'm not talking about things that you've tried before and decided that wasn't for you. For instance, sometimes, you know, it's like me on the broccoli. You know, if I've eaten it raw before, and before I get through eating it, my stomach is already rumbling. But if you put it in a souffle or creamy broccoli soup, I can eat it. It goes down just fine. So I'm not going to try eating raw just to... just to test my ego. No, but there are new things out there that if I get locked into just this kind of thing, then I'm missing out on maybe something even better. So I do have to be flexible. The ego cannot, if somebody tells me, it's just like that conversation I mentioned earlier. God jumps up, and after we having this conversation about politics, this is what he believes, this is what I believe, da-da-da-da-da. And this guy jumps up and says, okay, so you calling us an idiot. I'm going, so I had to stop. All right? Because there's a lot of ways I could have responded to that. You know what I mean? I could have told him, you know, they tell me if you want to hear a monkey squeak, pull a chain. Maybe I pulled your chain. there's a lot of things I could say about that. Him jumping up, saying that those words didn't come out of my mouth. But he surmised that I was attacking his intelligence, and he had to speak up on that. Right? And so I appreciate that. I mean, you don't scare anybody. But do I take offense right back for him having said that? No. I looked at myself and I said, okay, maybe I should calm down and let this guy know that I'm not trying to attack anybody. Everybody's got their beliefs. This is what I believe. And so if you tell me I'm wrong, that's fine. That's what you believe. And so I got to be able to let some stuff go, man. That's all I'm saying. Because my ego can get pricked just like anybody else's. And so jumping up in my face saying, you calling me an idiot, you calling us an idiot. And I want to say, no, that ain't what I'm doing. Right? You can set back down because that's not what I'm doing. I'm taking a different position than you're taking. And my position is one that is a bit more general than yours. You're doing a lot of specifics and if this and if that. I'm telling you, well, this is what goes on now. This is the facts. This is how it works right now. I don't know about if this and if that. You know what I mean? So anyway, I apologize. I want to bring the conversation back down because it was a necessary conversation around people who were concerned about politics and they wanted to hear different people's opinion on the subject. And somehow I had gotten to the point, maybe I wasn't thinking and just talking, I had gotten to the point where I had offended somebody. Intelligence. I didn't want that disruption in that meeting. There was more people there than just me and this guy. There were people who were listening, and some of them were agreeing with what I had to say, and some of them weren't. And so, yeah. So sometimes, guys, the ego ain't all that. Now, sometimes it's a good thing to take a stand, have a backbone, take a position. But again, sometimes you got to back up, and some people can't do that. And when two egos start going at each other, the meeting's over with. Any comprehension that's going to come out of this joint conversation meeting going on is gone. Now y'all going back and forth, you and dude. You know, I don't know what made him think I was calling him an idiot. I certainly didn't use that term. You know, anybody who thinks that is an idiot or some shit like that, I don't say that. So sometimes the ego can be bad, man. Protecting the ego, defending the ego. You know, my girlfriend, the woman in my life, might say something, or do something that I think offends my ego. You know what I mean? I know how guys, my years at university was all about IT. You know, I went into university gung-ho on information technology. And so that's what I majored in. My minor was Spanish, but I majored in information technology. And so I think I know my way around a computer, right? But I got a sister telling me, you doing it wrong. That ain't right. You should wait a minute, or you should call somebody like these Best Buy guys or these guys at some of these computer stores and have them come out and do it. And I'm working trying to straighten out this problem on the computer. And she's in my ear about how I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Now, I'm the one that... She hadn't been to school one day on IT. I just did 4 years And I worked at the school, man. I used to be one of the computer lab guys, part time. I worked as one of the computer lab guys. You had a problem with your computer, I was sitting up in the front of the lab. And when students had problems with their computer, they came up and say, I got a problem with my computer. I raised a hand or something. I went out there and helped them get through that problem. So I'm doing this work. And now I got somebody I love, but somebody that's impatient and telling me, maybe you don't know what you're doing. Maybe you should call somebody. And my ego popped in. And it was everything I could do to keep saying, maybe you should shut up. Maybe you should let me do this. Just let me take a shot at it. Assume that I know a little bit about computers. Right? Just give me a minute. And it was her, I mean, she was impatient about getting the machine back up again. I understand that. But I can't work with somebody standing in my ear telling me, maybe you should do this, maybe you should do that. And I'm going like, wait a minute. You know what I mean? And so, yeah. So I think I can fix it. I don't need anybody telling me I can't. So I had to rail my ego back in, man. Because I was about to read her the Riot Act. Get out of my ear. Right? If I can't fix it, I'll call Best Buy or one of them guys. But let me finish what I'm doing. Let me finish seeing what I can do. I'm the one that went to school for it. You didn't, but you sitting here telling me I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Or you know better, or I should go call somebody. I mean, I call somebody on something plumbing or something that I can't fix maybe. But I'm a computer guy. That's my thing, guys. That's what I do for a living. But it bothers me because it affects my ego. I need some credit. I need some leeway just because I studied this stuff. And our people pay me to repair their equipment, right? And so give me a little credit for knowing what the hell I'm doing. Don't sit here, you know, walking back and forth, talking about why I should give up. Why maybe I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I don't know how to fix that particular problem. Maybe I need somebody in there who know how to know what to do. That bothers me. So guys, ego is good. It's good to know who you are and have your little persona and everything. What you like, what you don't like. But sometimes it can be a bad thing, especially in a relationship where you're with somebody every day and they start doubting your abilities. I don't like that. It bothers me. Right? I like to think ain't nothing. There's nothing out there that somebody else can do that I can't do given time to work on it. I mean, when you're a computer guy, you're a troubleshooter by nature. If you enjoy tinkering with a computer until the wee hours of the night until you get it right, and you won't give up until you find out what the hell's wrong with this thing. And once you figure it out, fix it. That's a troubleshooter, man. I'll stay up all night if I have a conundrum. If I have a problem that I don't think I've done everything and I still ain't working. Now, because I've had this experience 1,000 times where it didn't work after I tried everything. 1,000 times I walked away, forgot about it, walked away, came back and figured it out. Just took a minute to walk away from it, came back and figured, oh, you know what? There's one thing I haven't done. I do that thing and it works. And so, yeah. And so I'm having to reel in that ego, man, sometimes. And especially on stuff like that, that IT stuff. Here's stuff I'm trained in. And here's somebody who's never had a day in training on IT. telling me that maybe you don't know what you're doing. You want to mess with me, Jack. Catch me in the middle of an IT job and tell me maybe I ought to give up. I don't give up. I'm a troubleshooter. Man, I'll be up all night. I'm going to figure that problem out. But I need time sometimes. Anyway, guys, so ego's good. I think it's good to have a persona, something about it, something about you that's different from everybody else. You stand out from everybody else. You're not the same guy. You're not a jellyfish. You don't shape yourself to fit everybody's, to make everybody happy, right? If I say I'm a vegetarian and you put a steak in front of my face, then that's an affront. You know better. If you know better, oh, go ahead on and eat that. It ain't got but a little meat in it. Move the meat out. Move the meat over. Here's a bowl of soup with meat floating around in it. Just move the meat over out the way and just eat the vegetables. No, I told you that I don't eat flesh. So why would you continue knowing that? Put that in my face. Or bring that to me. Or suggest it to me even. That means you ain't listening. Or something. And so, yeah, I have to learn. And I'm not above trying new things, but there's certain things that I cut off. I don't need anymore. I don't dream about, think about, or want anymore. And so when I make you aware of that and you still try to push it on me, yeah, that messes with my ego, my persona of who I am. You know, I don't play that. And if I say I don't play that, that means I don't play that. And then you're going to come and play that with me or try? You know, I'm going to have to take a stand there, brother, and say, wait a minute. I told you. I don't play those games. Why would you still keep coming to me with those games? Well, I don't go that way. I don't go like that. Y'all can go like that if you want to. That ain't me. That ain't me is ego. Because I've established what a me is. You know what I mean? But sometimes, guys, before you get angry, before you start fighting or defending your ego so much, you're going to have to figure another way out, because the ego is something you built, you put together. And sometimes it could be confining in terms of experiencing new things. Sometimes it can be sometimes it can be disruptive in a relationship of something and things like that, because, you know, yeah. Sometimes sometimes you can just have different principles. That's right. Sometimes you adopt these things. You don't have to have them. Everybody else doing it, you could do it too. That kind of thing. You don't have to set these guidelines for yourself, but we do. I'm the kind of person, blah, 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 blah. And so that's your ego, your persona. How do you define yourself? Now, I said there's three things about the ego. The good, you got a backbone, you take a stand, you got principles. The bad, you can destroy relationships that you might want to maintain by defending and standing up for your ego if you feel your ego is being attacked by someone or something. You might want to say, okay, I understand what you mean. Let me just, give me just a minute. Let me try a little bit more. And if things don't work out, I'll do your suggestion. All right? Just to get them to go away so you can continue doing what you're doing. Right? And then if what you're doing don't work, you got to be willing to say, okay, let's go call some guys from Best Buy, Eggheads or whatever the joint is, and have them come out and do this because I can't figure it out. I give up. When I give up, I give up. I'll say, okay, let's call somebody in because I've done everything I know. So you can assure the person who's bothering you, who's telling you you don't know what the hell you're doing, literally, they ain't saying that. But the way they're going, coming at you, they don't trust that you know what you're doing, obviously. And so you might say, okay, I agree to call somebody in, but let me try what I know first. And then if I seriously can't figure it out, then we'll call somebody. All right. And so that kind of keeps you from, it's kind of keep things from being confrontational. Now that's the ugly ego, man. That's another part of the ego, right? There's another part of the ego that's aggressive. All right. And so, because everybody's got one, right? So some people will challenge you based on their egoic, but think they're more no better or whatever, right? And maybe they have law degree. Maybe they have degrees or something. You know, they've been to school. They got a few degrees, and they all puffed up because they got a PhD or whatever. And they come in acting like they're all puffed up. You know what I mean? That's the kind of ego that you think. To see get taken down a couple notches. Because I'm supposed to believe you. I'm supposed to not have any question about what you just said or the prim laying out. Because you got the PhD. Now, I understand. You got the PhD, so I gave you some leeway. I let you put your premise out there. Oh, but it looks like to me there's some flaws there that I see without the book learning. Right? Now, some people got an ideology that they don't want scrutinized. If your ideology can't stand scrutiny, maybe you better check it out strong as a position that you want to take. You tell me what you read in the book. I'm telling you what it looks like out here on the ground. And so you got, so both of us have a different, looking at the same situation from a different position. You're looking at it from an intellectual position, right? And I'm looking at it from a life experience position, let's say. And both of those positions could be correct and they could meld together. But oh no, oh no, 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 no. The PhD is going to tell me I'm wrong. Yeah. Yeah, it borders on, as one of my chat members said, it borders on arrogancy. That's the ugly ego, that arrogant ego. I got these papers behind my name, these letters behind my name. So what I said is it. And what you said, nobody should pay attention to because I'm the one with the letters behind that name. That's an ugly ego. That's an ego that separates you from everybody else. You're above, you're floating around the room, above the crowd. Right? So we got these egos, man. There's no doubt about it. I don't know anybody without one. Now, there might be some holy men, Buddhas, yogis or something, holy people who have escaped the ego. They're nobody. And one holy man says, I'm nobody. Be nobody. Be no one. Right? And if you be no one, then there's nobody to come against you. There's nothing to come against. I guess if you don't want conflict, that might be the way to go. Just don't have a position. Don't take a position. Don't take a shape. Don't have a backbone or whatever. Just be no one. And so that's a, I think that might work for someone who's a holy person. Who's a holy person? What's another word for that? Somebody who's a spiritual person or something like that. And I'm, you know, I'm a spiritual person too, but in a way, but I know I got an ego, and you do too. Most of us do. We were born shaping it from the day we were born. We were shaping who we were. This is who you are. This is your name. This is the neighborhood you grew up in. This is your family traditions. This is your language. This is your race. This is your nation. This is the kind of women you like, the food you like, whatever. Are you supposed to like? And you think that that's the way the world should work, the way you were raised. You formed an ego around your family traditions or your community's traditions or whatever. And now you figure like that's the way the world's working. Anybody ain't doing it like that, doing it wrong. That ego, man, can help you, and it can hurt you, right? I mean, I've seen people go into a job interview, and they're trying to get this job, but they go in there acting like they know more than the person. Of course, I got this. Of course, I know how to do that. Of course. You know, they go in there like they, of course, I'm going to get this job. You and there give it to somebody else. I got this degree. I've done this. I've done that. Of course, I got this job. And the person interviewing them take the application and stick it up underneath the pack. And the guy comes in who don't have all those degrees and numbers, but who is willing to learn, and a hard worker, and has a record of being a hard worker and easy to work with and love to work with others, and a good team person, got a good team spirit, like working with others, that kind of thing. That person gets the job. Mr. Ego's application gets stuck up underneath the pile because he went up in there acting like a greater than thou kind of thing to the person he's trying to get the job from. And so that ego, man, can be good, it can be bad, and it can be downright ugly. I've seen people take a stand. If you come up in a community where they say a man does this in the household, a man wears pants in the household, a man and a woman's job is da-da-da-da-da, and your job is da-da-da-da-da, and that's the way it is, and you bring somebody into your household, you're going to expect that they go along with that premise. That's how you were raised. That's how your mother and father did it. And so you expect that that's why that y'all going to do it. And the first time it don't work out that way, you got to demand that they come in line. They fall in line with your ideas of what this marriage or relationship should look like. Now, you don't go nowhere without telling me first. I didn't know where you were. And so you need to at least leave a note or something to tell me where you at. I'm your husband, and somebody, your mother calls and says, I want to talk to my daughter, and I've got to be able to tell your mama I'm her husband, but I don't know where the hell she at, what she doing or where she went. So you start... Because in your household, your family would think it's strange that you're a husband and you don't know where she is or what she's doing or nothing. She ain't called. She ain't leave a note. Right? And so all of a sudden, your ego is getting rubbed the wrong way. When she comes home, you're gonna read her the riot act. Right? And so you have grown up with these things, guys. You know, I did a whole I did a whole presentation the other day on our beliefs and how people have been telling us what to believe since we were children. You know, what to think and how to think and where to do, what to do and not do since we were kids. And at some point we have to realize that we might not have ever had an original thought in our lives. Since parents, preachers, teachers, TV, movies, TV series, movies, soap operas, all this kind of stuff, all these things tell you what life should look like. I remember when a TV series would come on and the actors would make a joke and you'd hear laughter. Even if you didn't immediately laugh, you'd hear people laughing. It was called canned laughter. They was telling me what's funny. And so let me decide if that joke was funny. They got canned laughter, we called it. Because all they had to do was turn a button and you hear people go, yeah, laughing out there. Ain't nobody out there. It's a recording. That's why they call it canned laughter. But I would watch these sitcoms, these series, TV shows, and guys, most of y'all are too young to remember Mary Tyler Moore and all these different shows that used to come on in the evenings. And they would have this canned laughter. You would hear like there was a real audience out there cracking up when they told the joke. It was almost as if they were telling you, this is funny. You should be like, I didn't think that joke was funny. I don't need canned laughter to tell me what's funny or not. Anyway, so my thing tonight was on ego, guys. And I've read a lot. I've heard of people trying to get rid of that ego, destroy the ego, the death of the ego, death of the persona. And yeah, if you've been around a while, you remember some of these shows, man, I'm talking about. And they would just turn the laughter on and off behind every joke. And I don't know if they're trying to make me say that's funny. It must be funny. I'm the one that's slow because I ain't laughing or something. But they tell a joke, they write these jokes. You know, there's writers who write these sitcoms and stuff. And they write these jokes. And so they say one of these jokes, these things are supposed to be funny, based on their script. And you hear people just cracking up. But there's nobody out there. And then so you laugh. Because that was supposed to have been funny. Obviously. Other people laughing. It must have been funny. You're the one slow. So, guys, if you are into the spiritual thing, the death of the ego, the only way to be closer to God is to get rid of your ego and that kind of thing. And so you can work on getting rid of your ego. I don't know how easy that one is going to be. That's your person, your persona. You're Mr. So-and-so. You miss so-and-so. You went to school here. That's the degree. You don't. That makes me different from you or better or something. You know, and so your persona you've developed over time. Some of it is good because it helps you stand out from the crowd. It shows that you're not just a jellyfish and trying to run around and please everybody. And so you don't have a position on anything. And like I say, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything in this world. Because somebody's looking for you. They see you if you look like everybody else, talk like everybody else, do what everybody else does. Somebody looking for somebody who likes the same kinds of things, who have the same types of beliefs and understandings about situations, relationships, etc., that you do. Hopefully, there's somebody out there looking for that. I want the old-fashioned thing, you know, whatever. But, again, the bad part of it, you cut off lessons, man. Somebody's going to come from you from a different country or from a different culture, from a different lifestyle, and might be the best of best people to you. But they might not let you express your ego so often. They might even challenge your ego. Somebody you love, you've fallen in love with, somebody you really love, like having with you and around you, at some point, they can prick that ego because they're a little bit too much, right? Just like the computer job. I'm working on a computer because it's broken. I got history. I got to train somebody in my house who's standing around and walking by and looking in the room going, maybe you should call somebody. Maybe you should call somebody. I'm going like, wait a minute. You know what I mean? And it's a balance. I have a person put in the chat, bringing in boys. It's balance, and that's exactly what I'm, humility. That's another term, guys. That ain't being feminine. It is backing away, backing off a bit, because you get the big picture. If you protect your ego over the big picture is I want the woman in my house. The little picture is I'm about to tell her to shut her mouth, get out of my face. I'm trying to work on this thing, and I got more experience than you do. Now, how in the hell you going to tell me to go call somebody like you don't trust me? Like you don't think I know what I'm doing. I need you to trust me if you're going to be with me. I need you to give me the benefit of the doubt if you're going to be here with me. Oh, man, I can work that situation if I want to assert my ego. But I said, baby, let me try for a little bit longer. If I decide I can get it with her, I'll call somebody because I want it fixed too. Me a little bit, let me have a little bit more time at it, and let's see if I can get it done. Oftentimes I get it done. Man, I think every time I've run into a problem, I look back at problems I've walked away from. I look back at times when I start to call somebody. I walked away from the problem for a minute, had a cup of coffee, went and ate breakfast, came back, figured it out. Boom. One thing I hadn't done. I got so many of those instances in my life from now on, I don't think there's any job that I can't figure out or get some help with figuring out. I don't know. I just run into things that I thought I didn't. I thought I had got to the limit of my knowledge. And I took a break. It looked like that's all there is to it. I took a break. I came back and looked at it. Let me try this. And boom. God, that's 100 times that's done to me. I'm where I had a computer shop, guys. And so I saw all kinds of problems. Some of it I just thought was out of my league. And as I look back, I solved those problems. I had to walk away. It took me a while. So I figured somebody just give me some time. Anyway, so I'm just saying, guys, I put that woman in my house. And so I'm not going to go off. I'm not going to lose her to protect my ego. I wanted to have that conversation with these guys on politics because there were people sitting around taking notes and talking, and some of them were agreeing, some of them were disagreeing, but they all wanted to hear what we had to say. And all of a sudden, this guy going to jump up and say, well, I guess you're calling me an idiot. See, he's upset now. And I could have jumped up in his face and said, well, if the shoe fit, you know, or something. But I would have ended the whole meeting. Nothing would have been resolved. And me and him would have just got into a back and forth ego tripping. But I backed up, man, because there was a bigger picture there. We was trying to talk about politics and all that shit. And it was important enough for all these people to be there. I didn't want to disrupt the whole meeting because me and him going at it. So I tried to calm the brother down. And so I let the ego thing slide that time. And I want you to, just like the man said, bringing in the boys. It's one of my chat room buddies. Bring in the boys that said balance, man. Balance. There's a time for it, and there's a time to pull it in for the big picture. It gets ugly is when you're not willing to do that. When you're so arrogant about your position. All right, that you just got to have it your way, right? And so, I'm in my call-in section, guys. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060, 319-527-6060, live and on fire. And so I'm monitoring that chat. If you got something to say or comments, questions, suggestions, whatever, put it in the chat. I'm monitoring that chat. And I'll be responding to the chat as well. And so, this part of the show, I call it Your Time to Shine. I'm going to give you a little music while you consider giving me a call or a comment. I'll be right back. That music for a minute, like we got a caller calling in. I'm going to bring that call on the air right now. And give me just a moment. Hello. Hello, caller. This is Gary. You're on the air right now.
Hello, Gary. Yo, Gary.
Yeah.
I guess I'm surprised to hear the woman's voice Sarah? Being you're talking to the males today.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, primarily.
No. Well, I appreciate, you know, what your show's about today. And speaking from experience, you know, being 50 plus years old, you know, men don't get the thing about the ego, and it's more, I don't know, about the I'm right, but they don't understand the connection. And so I appreciate you making that connection today. I have two sons.
Thank
and they're
you.
Grown. So, you know, so that's what
yeah.
you're talking about today. Important. And, yeah, I know what you were talking about as far as the emotions that can get heated, you know, because of the ego. And then before you know it, things are out of control. And and the I'm sorry
that's right.
are almost too late sometimes because it's like, well, why are you apologizing if you, you know, were so in the right? Because now you realize after you calm down that there's more to the story or whatever the deal is. So anyway, I just want to say thank you very much for your show and what you talk about and contribute to society and to the community. So I appreciate that.
What's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Suzette.
Or your handle. Okay, Suzette.
Yes.
You hit it right on the nose. We hit it right on the nose. Sometimes you forget the big picture. Sometimes people
mm-hmm.
forget the big pictures because they're defending their little ego. I guess. And so, yeah, you're perfectly right. If they stop for a minute and think about the bigger picture of things, they might decide to let some things slide. I mean, come on. Pick your battles. And so sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and that happened to me, it happens to me, and I have to bite my tongue sometimes. And I'm getting used to being able to say, well, okay, well, how about the big picture? Do I really want to tear up the whole relationship, the whole house, my whole life, because I'm going to take a stand around some egoic line I've drawn for myself out of thin air? That's what I prefer. And this ain't like I preferred. Well, and, of course, life don't work that way. And especially when you're dealing with other people.
Right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's not a sign of weakness to step back, breathe, take a deep breath, because sometimes that helps clear the mind about what's going on before you get all emotional and can't pull back right away. I would tell my son, step back and breathe. And if that doesn't help, then tell whoever it is you're talking about, I need a minute. And then go take off for a second. Because if you stand there and if you don't communicate to them that you're needing a minute, then that can even flare up more things on the other side, because now they think you're walking away. Now you feel you got to defend that. And it just keeps escalating. And so they're still, you know, they're still working it out. But they have that advice, and they let me know when it's worked and when it hasn't, because they got out of, you know, too emotional over the issue.
Too emotional.
You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that's
yeah.
what I call it. I don't know what it could be called, but yeah, because you know you've got what do they call that chemical that runs through your body that now it's your
adrenaline.
Yeah, there you go.
Adrenaline, yeah, fight or flight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't remember that.
And so,
fight or flight.
Yeah, I like that idea. I do like that idea, because I just got to sing. Something about my IT, you know, I majored in IT in university. I opened up me a computer shop, and I got so frustrated over certain jobs that I was working on that I thought I could never straighten these things out. I could never figure this out. And I walked away. I just walked away and went and had a cup of coffee, breakfast or something, come back, looked at that same problem and figured it out. I don't know how many chances I've gotten to my wit's end and walked away for a minute. Some people said take a deep breath and count to 10. But you're right. That minute can make a difference. That walk, that taking a breather can make a big difference.
Yep. Just walk, so walk away, go to the bathroom or whatever. You just got to be the situation. And I know for myself, it, sometimes if there's a project like that, fixing something, and I just can't deal with it because my head's not in the right spot, I won't deal with it. And it may be even a day or two before I get in that mode. And then it's like, all right, sit down, and I'm in mode, and now you can't stop me until I fix it or finish it or whatever it is. And so the boys,
right.
Like I'm the boys. The boys with the whole taking a deep breath, they're like, Mom, that doesn't always work. They're like, okay, then take a walk. Go to the bathroom. Go water the lawn. Come back.
Yeah, go do something. Go do something. Take your mind away from it. Go do something for a minute. Then sometimes when you come back, you realize, okay, it ain't that serious.
That's right. Absolutely right. Thank you, Gary, for taking my call. Take care and keep moving forward.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. We got a lot of wisdom here, man. That's a lot of wisdom. But some folks done got out of the house, walked around the block a few times, picked up some things. Now I can understand young people. They're just working it out. And they were told what's supposed to go down, and that's what they have and nothing less. And sometimes that balance, that give and take, and you can call it what you want. You could consider it being weak if you want to, but sometimes weakness, being weak, keeps you from bending, keeps you from breaking. Which one would you prefer? To be bent a little bit or broken in half? It's the trees that can bend in the wind that keep standing when the storm's gone. It's the dried up, rigid trees that crack and break from a strong wind. Right, so you got to learn how to give and take. Now, I used to be a martial arts guy. As a young man, I wanted to learn martial arts, and so I had a teacher who who would spar with me, and he was the only one that he would only allow me to spar with him. I guess I had a little aggression as a young man, and so when it's time to spar. Me and him would spar, work together. But he had a slogan. And his slogan was better with rather than better than. You hear me? Better with versus better than. And he kept telling me that. Better with rather than better than. And if I got that down, he let me spar with everybody else. But once we got to sparring and I got hit a couple of times, and then just all hell broke loose, you know, instead of me keeping my composure throughout, I wanted to win the fight. But he said better with versus better than. So if I work with my sparring partner, right, we both learn. We both grow good at it together. If I'm just insisting I got to beat him every time. Oh, he got me a good one, so I got to get him a good one. You know what I mean? And so for a while, my teacher would be the only one to spar with me in martial arts until I got that aggression out. And he would always say to me, better with versus better than. And so, guys, I've still got a little time. My line is still open. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. And this part of the show is your part. I call it your time to shine. It's my call-in section. And let me give you a little more music, and you make the decision whether you want to talk to me tonight.
Just a little.
Yeah.
I'll just pass it
The Ja, natuurlijk voor Bob. Dat is ding, zij is er, die Bob.
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Gary. And we're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you never know what the subject's going to be, folks. So there's a follow button on my site. If you're on my site, you look up to the upper right, left-hand corner, and there's a follow button there. If you hit that button, it will notify you when we're live, when we're on the air. Also, there's a share button on my site up there. And if you hit that share button, if you know somebody who might be interested in this conversation, send it to them. Send it to them. Let them know what we're talking about over here. And revolutionary life, guys. And revolution is just change. And there's a lot of times we need to change. We can't be afraid of change. All right? Tonight, we've been talking about that ego. Now, from a psychiatrist or a psychologist point of view, the superego, the id, all that. No. You know what I'm talking about. Many of you have come up against that and around that issue of the ego. Somebody who couldn't take a joke, or somebody who who held the position right or wrong, that kind of thing. And then some of us have learned still, according to tonight, some of us have learned that that requires a balance. Now, that was a word I should have thought of. my ego. Anyway, yeah, sometimes it requires a balance. That came from just one of my listeners. Sometimes you have to take a minute, one of my callers was saying. When that ego hits, man, when you're about ready to turn around and say, hey, look, this is the way I go. This is how I do it. And if you ain't doing it my way, get the hell out the way. Sometimes you want to blow up. But sometimes, if you stop for a minute, you know, they used to say, take a breath, count to 10. Take a deep breath and count to 10. Or take a walk. Think about what you built. Think about what you have. Think about the possibilities you have. Think about that this little problem right here can blow all of that up. And you might decide to go with the bigger picture. I told you that I learned from a teacher better with rather than better than. Try that out. Better with, together, rather than better than. And to be together requires give and take. All the pieces in a cross in a jigsaw puzzle are not the same shape. I understand that. Everybody's coming with their own thing. You're never going to find all the jigsaw pieces looking the same. They're different. They come up different. They've been through things different from you. They got their ego, their persona, or who they are, what they stand for, what they want to allow and that kind of thing. To fit those pieces together, man, those differing shapes together in a jigsaw means that y'all have to shape each other to match, right? And so, yeah, you're going to fill holes where they don't have holes, and they're going to fill spaces where you don't have spaces. That's together. That's better with them. Rather than better than. You can't force two pieces together if they don't fit together, that's for sure. But if you can arrange things so that y'all fit without giving up who you are in the process, without losing yourself, your persona in the process, try it. you might realize later on that that was a much bigger stake here than just that little issue. That is. And sometimes the ego can be really ugly because some people will fight for that ego regardless. Some people will endanger themselves and others to protect their ego. You know, in war times, the general might select a major or a subordinate to carry out a mission. And but that person will say, look, I'm not gonna offer this mission to that guy or that guy. Because whoever wins this battle is gonna be somebody who knows how to retreat when it's time to retreat. But them other two guys that I'm gonna leave out of this choice, their egos are so big that they will lead my men to death. Even though they know the odds are against them. Even though they know they should back up and regroup. There's something called a strategic retreat. You do it all the time when you're trying to get in a parking space. And you got in there, halfway in there, and you realize you turned in there too quickly. You pull out. But that don't mean you're going anywhere. The guy behind you who would like to have that space might think you're giving up. But you're not giving up. You're repositioning yourself, and you're going to go back in that spot and try it again. But you don't try to make the car fit if you got in there wrong. You come up out of that spot like you look like you're giving up, but you ain't going nowhere. You just pull up a little bit further, and you go back and you try positioning yourself into that spot again. It's something called a strategic retreat. And like I say, if a general knows that your ego is so big, you won't retreat when it's time to retreat. You ain't going to get that assignment. Because your ego is so big, you'll get everybody killed. As a time to go forward, guys, and as a time to back it up. Don't make you weak. Right? And it helps you survive. That's what it really does. It helps you win. It's like breathing. Everybody like to take a nice deep breath. But guess what? I don't care how nice and deep, nice cool wind, fresh air. You take a nice deep breath, it feels so good. But I don't care how good it feels. You got to blow it out. You got to blow it back out. You got to give that breath up. I don't care how good it smelled when you breathe it in. You got to give it up. A heartbeat beats and then it relaxes. Then it beats. That's living. Giving and taking is what life, it keeps you alive. You got to learn to give and take. And when that ego won't let you do that, that's when the ego is bad for you. That's when it can get ugly. When you don't know how to retreat when it's time to retreat. When you don't respect retreating. When you don't respect vulnerability. When you don't respect being vulnerable. When you don't respect being what you call weak. Or feminine or something. So you got to learn to play both sides, man. And sometimes you have to give. Better with rather than better than. I got a little more time, guys. I'm going to leave my lines open just for a moment. My phone number is area code 319. We got about 5 or 10 minutes. My phone number is 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. If you call me, you go straight onto the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. My chat room is open. You got questions, you got comments, you got suggestions, you got hysterical outbursts. It doesn't matter. Put it in my chat. I'm monitoring the chat, and I'll respond. Oh, yeah. And, guys, I got it. If you're watching my little slides go by the screen, I have a little slideshow playing. And one of the things on that slideshow is giving up your ego is, what does it say? I'm not looking at it right now, guys. But it's saying giving up your ego, you give up your ego to get to God. And so I respect that. Kind of respect giving up your ego to be God-like or, you know, to be closer to God, let's say. Because God's love is unconditional. Divine love, baby, is unconditional. God will let you bump your head. If you want to do it that way, God will say, go ahead and knock yourself out. I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. But if you want to go ahead on and do it that way, God ain't going to stop you. That's unconditional love. I still love you. And maybe you'll learn. I wish you a better perspective in the future than in the past. But I still love you. That's unconditional love. And so if your ego is definitely getting in the way of your connection with the spirit, and that's going inside, check that out. Hold your breath, count 10 times, take a walk around the block. All of that's kind of meditation. That's an internal prayer. That's a call to God when you go inside. Check that out. In the esoteric world, the inside going inward is your meditation. Sometimes going inward, you'll see something. Something will click, right? And you'll be getting answers. That's what you get when you listen to God. You get answers, but you can't listen to God if you're running off at the mind and the mouth. When you're trying to protect your little persona, your ego, take a minute. How about that? Take a minute. And just be still. You ever heard that saying in the Bible? Be still and know that I am God. Be still for a minute. Practice being still. Especially when that ego gets pricked. When that ego get picked on, do what you got to do. But before you do it, try this. Take a minute. I'm going to run to the store. I'll be right back. And you ain't going nowhere. You're going to the store. You're walking around the block. But you're taking a minute. And when you get back, you might see things a little different. Right. So I want to thank everybody who listened in tonight for listening in. Tonight we was talking about that ego. And you ain't got to be a psychologist or a psychiatrist to know what that's about. We all see it every day. We deal with it. Some of it is pure arrogance. And that can get you in trouble. Some of it is so laid in stone that you won't be moved. Whether you're right or wrong, really, you ain't going to be moved from your position. And when you think about it, maybe the big picture is it would have been better if you had moved. Sometimes you don't know that till later, of course. Take a minute, guys. I don't know if you meditate or just take a breath and hold it and count to 10. Or if you go, just run to the store. I'll be back, baby. I got to go to the store. That'll end the conversation right there for a minute, and it'll give you some breathing room. And if you can remember better with, there's a better than. you'll tell that ego to go sit down somewhere. When it's trying to subdue everybody, intellectually or physically. And so, I ain't asking anybody to be a jellyfish with no backbone, with no defining features about themselves, taking any shape they have to take to get along with everybody. That's disrespect. You don't get much respect for that kind of life. You are defined by the things you stand for and believe, et cetera, definitions you have about things. And until you change those definitions, oftentimes you ain't gonna let nobody else change them for you. You're gonna fight for them. And I can respect, that. And so, hang on to that ego, guys. Or if you're a spiritual person and you're trying to destroy your ego, c'est la vie. Have a good time at it. It took a long time getting to where it is now. It's going to be hard to erase it. But you can work with it. You can pull it out when it's needed, and you can put it away when it's not. When somebody trying to get you into something you ain't into, take a stand. I don't go that way. It just ain't what I do. Sorry. Catch y'all later. People respect that. All right. As our clock is ticking down, guys, I want to thank everybody for listening in, who listened in tonight. And just keep in mind, we're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Central Standard Time. And you never know what the subject's going to be, like I said. If you hit that follow sign, you get a heads up when we're on the air. And it's a call-in show. So no matter which show we're on, guys, you're going to have an opportunity to speak if you like. And you got a chat room where you can type something if you have a comment. No problem. I set that side of the show together, this side of the show together just for you. Thank you again. Also, there's a share button up there too, guys. So if you know somebody who's interested, share it with them. Maybe they're dealing with this ego issue. Maybe they don't know, if you don't handle that ego right, it can destroy some relationships, business, personal. It can destroy some relationships. It can destroy your relationship with God. How about that? That's how close you have to watch that ego. Because after a while, you'd be thinking you're greater than thou or whatever. You know what I mean? So, guys, thanks again for listening in. This is Revolutionary Life. We're winding down. And I thank everybody. We have to thank everybody.